Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's funny, Braves fans hitting us up. Brian says, Dukes, you know Snit never protects Acuna after getting hit. We do need to put the negative juju. We don't need to put the negative juju in the universe. Here's the deal, Brian. I didn't bring this up. This is coming from Philly. People have reached out to me and said, hey, by the way, what's going on with the Braves? I said, what are you talking about?
Right.
I got here today, and Abe was like, have you heard? And I was like, I really don't want to even bring this up. But I have to. This is Philly fans reacting to their team winning last night and their star player getting hurt. It's not me bringing the juju up. It is the fact that this is who we are. Listen, would this be a different conversation, Mike Bell, if we had responded in the past? And by the way, if you're just joining us, we're not saying this is going to happen. We're saying Philly fans are saying, you hit our star. We want some revenge tonight. And they're saying Acuna would be the guy. Go ahead.
Well, have another freaking Keystone Light meathead because he he just didn't have his accuracy last night. I mean, that's been a problem since he's come back. You know, so I mean, but if you think that's, you know, no, the time to hit Bryce would have been after the home run in 2023 when he went around the base pass and stared down Arcia, and Arcia's busy picking his nose and laughing because, isn't that funny? You know, but I mean, yeah, that would have been the time. You know, and I'm telling you, man, and yes, Mike Bell will die on this hill in the third person. Since we got punked by Bryce Harper, this team has had no balls. No balls. You know, I mean, a lack of pitching. There's a lot of things which go into, obviously, winning baseball. But to me, this team has just, it never stands up for itself. I think that would be different if Freddie was here. I think that'd be different if Ron Washington, EY, was here communicating some of that. I mean, there's just certain things that this team lacks, and it's leadership. That's to me, that's indisputable.
No, it is. It's why I asked yesterday, who's in the clubhouse going, you need to play better, and you need to be better. Who's that guy?
And by the way, because I was off that Friday just when everything broke about Ronald coming back and apologizing. I mean, I didn't think he had to kiss Snitker's ring. I think it's nice and mature to say, hey, I was out of line to put something there on social media. But the fact still remains, you guys have never protected me as a young emerging star.
I agree.
You know, whether this team was too conservative in the beginning to protect its young Latin stars with swagger, you know, or however you want to define it, they've never had his back. I've never seen the Braves have Ronald Acuna's back.
Me neither. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Lots to get to today. We're going to have a conversation about the Hawks here in just a little bit. Also, in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation and get his opinions on what's going on down there at the annual meetings down there in Florida. Hey, Mike, it's official. Both of these series are over. And we got to talk about it. Our man Dom is behind the glass. He's doing all the things, by the way. Big O is out. Of course, Day-Day is on vacation. So Dom is handling all the things. Thank you, brother. Great job, as always. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Pacers lead 3-1. 130-121 was the final score. Tyrese Halliburton, 32 points.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
15 assists, 12 rebounds. This is a monster game, by the way. And to put it in perspective, the only other guys that have done this, okay, we're talking about two other players that have done this in the postseason, in the playoffs, where you talk about a 30-15-10 game. Joker, Oscar Robertson. Joker, Oscar Robertson. That's it. So what he did last night was phenomenal, and he got help, Mike. I mean, Siakam was incredible as well last night.
Court to Mathurin and into the corner where Siakam hits a three and then turns to the New York bench. He's got 24 points. Timeout, New York.
Dom, say that again real quick, as we were just you were telling me that in my ear, and I think it's understated. Go ahead.
That triple-double also done with zero turnovers from Tyrese Halliburton.
Which is unbelievable. You know, and this gets back to, and I hate to bring it, you can't not have this conversation. I saw Ray, young Trey's dad, talking about it last night, and we were talking about one of our listeners. You know, Siakam could have come here, you know, and perhaps was he looking at, I got a better shot with a true taller. Size matters. I know. I saw your tweet with our buddy Reese earlier today. Nothing against Trey. All you can do is work with what God gave you. But, you know, Halliburton is the guy. And I'll never understand where some of the hate, again, it's like 10 guys on that stupid poll that they do, the anonymous poll. You know, 10 guys out of a small portion of the league. But Tyrese Halliburton is got the juice. And if you're not watching this series, you know, the Knicks, it took an extraordinary effort from Karl-Anthony Towns and them losing their best three-point shooter for a second half for the Knicks to get the win the other night.
Yeah, even if the Knicks go back home and win, I still think the pace, you got to beat them three straight. So that's the other problem. And the Knicks, they're not going to beat this team. I told you guys they had matchup issues. By the way, Dad was back in the building. We're talking about John Halliburton. What did Tyrese have to say about his dad being back?
I'm going to be honest with you guys here. Like, my dad is just fine. Like, he lives just fine. He's at the house watching the game in a beautiful home. Or he finds his way in some sports bar with a bunch of Pacer fans. My dad is doing just fine. I think there was obviously a lot of commentary around him, especially right after, which I think some was warranted. Some went a little too far. But, I mean, that's just sports.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that because it was. One personal. Nobody didn't dislike your dad, but your dad had no damn business on the court in the face of Giannis Antetokounmpo saying this is what we do and throwing up, you know, things in his face. Either way, Pacers lead 3-1, and here we go. Pacers, OKC in the finals.
Goodbye ratings. Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies.
Pacers and both series are 3-1 right now.
They might struggle to get where Caitlin Clark and Princess were the other day with the $2.7 million for a regular season game.
So here's what's crazy, and Mike, I'm not going to disagree, but both of these teams are fun. They're really interesting. They have star power. You just talked about Halliburton tearing these playoffs up. SGA's the MVP. It shouldn't be that way, but it probably will be. And I don't disagree.
Yeah, I mean, like, and it's funny because if you were a Pacers fan, and I met a bunch of them, I was texting with a couple of guys and girls that we met while we were up in Indianapolis for the 500. There's one guy, Al, it's funny because they hear you do Sports Talk Radio, they somehow feel that you can change things. You have some kind of sway with the media or something. But I was getting texts like in the second half, do you believe these calls? Oh, my God, do they want the Knicks to win? Well, I got to admit, it did look like that at some time. Just a little bit in the fourth. But, look, it's a great story. Halliburton is a huge piece. It shows you, if we had Siakam with a healthy DeAndre, if Hunter was still here and was actually performing, and with a healthy Jalen Johnson, this team would be really – could be the same team.
It's different. Yeah, it's a different look. There's no doubt about it. We'll see what happens. Game 5's in New York on Thursday. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It is our Falcons OTAs going on up at Flowery Branch. We know that Kirk Cousins is not there. We mentioned my Kyle Pitts, by the way. He's in the building, just, you know, not on the field, and that's fine. These are voluntary workouts. We want our guys to be there and participate. And a lot of stars of our team, if you want to consider them that, are there, guys. And so we say this is not just about the rookies. Either way, Michael Penix, Mike, was speaking about all the things, and he gave Matt Ryan a big shout-out. For those who don't know, Matt Ryan and him have created this relationship. They've bonded, which is great. I need all the help I can get. I'll take the 15 years of whatever the hell you saw in the NFL. Give it to me. So Michael Penix thanking Matt Ryan.
His willingness to be open with me. You know, I feel like, you know, he didn't have to give his time to me to you know, talk to me and pour game into me. So just him being open and being present in the conversation, it was definitely a blessing.
The kind of dude Matt is, as you said, Carl, didn't surprise anybody who's been around this team. So that's great. And as you said, hey, get all the input you can to help you be a better quarterback. And Matt, certainly breaking down film and can help him in that area, amongst others. And just can't wait to see Penix. And again, I'm more curious to see. You know, it would be nice if Matt talked to Zach Robinson. You know, that would be even better to maybe say, hey, you know what? Play action pass. Not this guy. Don't make it that complicated. And try to find a way to get Pitts involved, okay? Goodbye.
He's around the building, guys, maybe more than you think. And I say that because, again, he's got a great relationship with Ra. It's not as if he didn't or wasn't around the building with the last regime, meaning, you know, Arthur Smith. But he's around. And Ra has embraced Matt Ryan because he knows he's the greatest quarterback to ever play in this franchise's history. Meanwhile, let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Mike, do you think there will ever be an undefeated team that gets through the college football playoff the way it's currently is, and we know it may expand because a lot of coaches are now saying that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit harder now. If the SEC ever goes to the 9-game conference schedule, that's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, in the SEC. Because, yes, I was arguing this. Yes, Carl was laughing during the end of the show. I was arguing guys about, look, I'm not saying they're the best teams, but the best conference as far as top to bottom strength of schedule is still the SEC. But you're right. I mean, look, we've never seen Penn State do it, right, under Franklin.
No.
And Ohio State can't even beat Michigan, and they found a way to win the Natty. So you're right, it doesn't even matter now.
Here's Steve Sarkisian, guys. He's the head coach of the University of Texas. All the coaches, ADs, everybody's down there in Florida. It's the annual meetings, and he was asked this question. Listen to what he said about the probability of a team going undefeated.
I don't know if we'll ever see an undefeated national champion again. If we do, that's a really good team because it's just so difficult. It's difficult, yes, because of the quality of the opponents you play, but it's so difficult to stay healthy that long.
Yeah, and see, we talk about this depth thing where you don't have what you used to because you're not stacking players. So it's the health factor. Season's longer. Competition is already what it is, but the season's longer. And then you've got to maneuver this playoff now. That I think Sark is right. And listen, I don't know if Kirby feels this way, but the thing about it is, Mike, you don't have to go undefeated to win it.
No, this is where the great debate, I don't think it's even a debate now because anybody who's in charge of conference like Greg Sankey, no one cares. But, you know, you're basically making the regular season less meaningful. You know, it's not meaning less because you still have Alabama playing Tennessee. And when Georgia plays Auburn and Georgia plays Florida, that still means something. But unfortunately, Carl, the regular season just doesn't mean what it used to.
All right. More on what's going on down there in Florida. But when we come back, if it is weak as we think it is, we need to be all in. We'll explain when we return on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.